Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Vancouver, I love you. Canada, you rock. Sam Crowley podcast number 3, June 1st, 2015. It is great to be back in the studio. I mean, it is so awesome to have the mic fired up after about 10 days off. A lot of travel, a lot of stuff going on. When we left, I was talking about first class. The first class mindset. Always choose first class. Just click the button, would you please? And get over, you know, the cost of it. It's fine. You can make it up in your business. If you're flying for business and you're an entrepreneur, sell one more product and make up for it, okay? So I was ready to rock and roll, picked up the order forms Wednesday last week, and I was ready to head on out. My order forms from Kinko's, kissed Angela goodbye, loved up baby Susan, hugged my kids before they went to school. I drove them to school that morning. I was good to go. Went to Kinko's, got my order forms, got to the airport, left my order forms in the car. Now, fortunately, I had packed a few older ones I had in my luggage, so I wasn't completely out, but I ordered 50 or 70, something like that, from Kinko's and just left them in my front seat. So I got to the Cincinnati airport, was in first class, like I mentioned, flew to Vancouver. So I flew Cincinnati to L.A. Wednesday and then took L.A. to Vancouver. Beautiful flight, man. I'd never been to Vancouver. Actually, I've never even flown over Northern California before, never flown over Seattle, anything like that. So landed in Vancouver, 10 o'clock Wednesday night. And as promised, they had the limousine waiting for me. And another gentleman I shared the limo with who was speaking at the event, a good gentleman by the name of Croy Sather. And he has an interesting story. He ran a marathon a day for, he ran across the U.S. a couple years ago. And I think what it equated to, he ran a marathon a day every day for 100 days. And now he's training to run 70 miles a day, every day, for I don't know what it is. However many weeks he's going to do it for. It's just an amazing story. So we shared the limo over to the hotel, and we got to the hotel maybe, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, Vancouver time. But my body, my biological clock is telling me it's 2 a.m. Now, if you follow me at all, you know I'm in bed at 9:30 every night. So 2 a.m. for me. Child, please. Damaged goods, okay? But not as much damage as I was just about to realize. And so Croy checked in, and he's getting ready to leave, and I am fumbling, bumbling, stumbling, can't find my wallet. You know that feeling. You know the feeling? You can't find your wallet. You're looking through your bag. You're looking through. You hit your front pockets, your back pockets, your pants. You're literally pulling the pockets off your pants trying to find it. Nothing. Got no wallet. I was like, hey, Croy. Great to meet you, man. Known you about 15 minutes. Hey, can you give me your credit card so I can check in? Because they weren't going to let me check in. Because I asked them. I go, hey, I'll get you a credit card. You can't check in. I was like, yeah, that's below average. It's 10:30 at night. I'm tired. Been traveling from Cincinnati, 4,000 miles. I need to sleep. So Croy said, yeah, sure. He actually gave me his credit card. Like, cool. He goes, I'm not paying for the room, right? Ha, 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 ha. Kind of a nervous laughter because he's known me 15 minutes. Like, oh, no, I got you covered, buddy. Don't you worry about it. So thank you, Croy Sather, for the credit card, getting me into that hotel in Vancouver. So go up to the room, called the limo, actually texted Colin. Colin is amazing, the host of the event. He's just such a great heart. I didn't know the guy. I still haven't met Colin. I still haven't met him, okay? The event's the next day. I texted him. Colin left my wallet in the limo. It's 11 o'clock at night. I mean, if somebody were to text me at 11 at night, they wouldn't get me because my phone's off. I'm sleeping. He texted me right back, gave me two contact numbers for the limo. Try either one of them. I got a hold of a guy named Mike. He said, yeah, we actually did find your wallet in the limo. It's great. That's the good news. The bad news is probably wouldn't get it till about 2 o'clock the next day. But my flight to L.A. was around 3. We'll figure it out. Anyway, had my wallet. So, good. I can sleep. Texted my wife, lost my wallet, but I found it. The limo has it. And she eye roll back to me, figures, that's you. Left your order forms in the car. I see, yep, left my order forms in the car. No worries there. Got those taken care of, too. So, anyway, woke up the next day and finally met Colin. He was on stage when I got down to the event, opening up the event. And when he came off stage, they got about a 15-minute break. And he thanked me so much for being there. And they had a great team. Everybody up on the team, on their team that was working the event came up. Do you need anything? Can I get you anything, Sam? Do you need anything? Can I get you anything? Just so helpful. I mean, God, it's so great. I mean, being at live events, everybody is a servant. I mean, everybody is there to make the event just amazing, from the participants to the speakers to the help to the people putting on the audio video. They're all amazing, man. So, Colin Sprague, thank you so much. So I met him, and then he introduced me, and I came up on stage at around 10:30 in the morning, gave my 90-minute presentation about the Everyday Saturday message, talked about Baby Susan, the inspirational, the One More Breath message, and then I offered my podcasting package in the back of the room. A ton of people took it and purchased it, and then Colin asked me if I would come up to his, he had like the penthouse suite of the hotel where he was staying. He also had that was a reception room for speakers. He asked if I'd join him for lunch, and of course I would certainly, yeah, pass up a free lunch. What are you kidding me? Common thread again. This is an entrepreneurial nugget. People with a lot of money also give a lot. Colin is not hurting for money. Very, very successful. I mean, super successful entrepreneur. But he gives. I mean, bought me lunch, brought me to the event, paid for the limo. I didn't pay for the limo. He paid for the limo. He paid for the limo to pick me up at the hotel and take me back to the airport. When the limo did arrive at 2 o'clock to take me back, they had my wallet, which was awesome. So I immediately went to the hotel front desk. I said, hey, that credit card on file that you charged for my room, use this one. Don't use Croy. Use mine. But Colin and I had a great lunch together, and we formed an entrepreneurial, a business relationship right there. We're going to do more events together. He wants me to help his company with launching a podcast, which is great. Very honored to do that for Colin and his organization. And we just shared a lot of the same philosophies, not necessarily even about business, just about being a human being. You know, what's important? Family, kids, being a good person, serving, you know. Creating content, giving great content away, just that, just kind of stuff that you think was common sense, but look, it's not common sense, guys. A lot of people don't do that. If you want to be really successful in the entrepreneurial space, be normal. I can't even emphasize that enough. Be normal and follow up on what it is that you tell people you're going to do. You're not going to be perfect. You're not always going to hit it out of the park, but there's a difference between not delivering because you knew ahead of time that you weren't going to deliver and not delivering because circumstances, you know, didn't allow it to happen the way you thought it would. And that's okay. People are very forgiving. They're not going to stop doing business with you as long as you get out ahead of the message and you're honest about it and you're authentic about it. So I hit it off with Colin because he was authentic, you know, and it was just common sense. There was no pretense there. We had lunch, you know, I had a Cobb salad, he had a Cobb salad. It was just, you know, I had iced tea, he had iced tea. There was no like, and what do you do? And who are you? And none of that stupid stuff, man. It's like, hey, so, well, you know, what are your kids' names? How do you talk to people at Starbucks? How do you talk to people at a bar? How do you talk to people at the grocery store? You don't be an idiot in a business setting. Just be normal. People like that. It's authentic. It's good. So we had a great lunch together, and he walked me downstairs. My limo came to get me, a big old stretch white limo, had my wallet, and I was off to L.A. I mean, literally that fast. My flight left Vancouver at 5 o'clock. It's a 3-hour flight from Vancouver down to L.A. Arrived in L.A. about 8 o'clock at night. Walked from LAX to my hotel because it's quicker, literally, just to walk from the airport to the Sheraton Gateway. Checked in with Mary Glorfield. She was there. The event just started there, Guerrilla Business School. And I was about to share the stage that weekend with Robert Kiyosaki. I had just left. I met Janet Atwood at the Collins event. Jack Canfield was coming in. Literally, he was at the airport when I was there. He was speaking at the event. So I'm starting to think to myself, okay, let's see. I'm sharing a stage this weekend with Janet Atwood, Jack Canfield. Kevin Harrington was speaking at Colin's event as well. And Robert Kiyosaki was going to be at the LA event I was at. This is wild, man. I mean, it doesn't get any funnier than that. You guys listening now thinking, Crowley, I don't know what's up, dude. You got that silver spoon in your mouth or what? I'm like, no, No, what you're hearing right now is a result of 10 years of working my ass off. Okay, let's not get too carried away. But you need a lot of luck, and you need to have connections, and you need to be normal. Okay, normal defined. And look, abnormal stands for above normal. You got that right. I'm not saying anything counter to what I normally say. Just don't be an idiot, you know? Be who you are. If who you are is an idiot, then there you go. But just be normal, man. Just talk to people like you normally talk to people. Let them see you. Nobody wants to see. They can always, look, if somebody wants something phony, they can always check out your social media. All those selfies with you smiling, we all know those. Death's not happening 24 hours a day. So if they want that, they can always find that. They want the authentic you. They want to know who they're getting. So I checked in with Mary at the event and gave her a big old hug, thanked her for referring me to Colin. We had a great time. She said, I've already heard from Colin. He sent me 2 text messages saying you were amazing at their Vancouver event. And quite honestly, it was an amazing atmosphere. And I had people hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. It was blowing up, man. It felt good, you know, because you need feedback. You want to know how you're doing. So I crashed. It was Thursday night. I had to speak at the Santa Monica Rotary the next morning, and the trip was off to a great start, man. A great start. Talk more about it on the next show. Keep your dream alive, all right? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.